This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 59 of bookcareers.com live. And this week I'd like to discuss what is sometimes overlooked in book publishing, the subject of ageism and midlife career planning. I first started looking at ageism probably about 4 years ago. I was at a digital marketing group meeting at Stationers Hall and waited for the presentation to begin. It was Vince Cerf, the founder of the internet, talking about Google and the internet's future. A colleague, who I've known for most of my entire publishing career of over 30 years, leant over to me and said, "Isn't he a bit old to be talking about the internet? I thought all digital people were young, trendy types." And they continued, "Don't you feel a bit out of place in publishing now?" I retorted jokingly, "You speak for yourself." But it started me thinking about ageism in publishing, particularly for the over 40s. As someone who assists a lot of people in refocusing their publishing careers after redundancy, I'm more than aware that the jobs that are being cut are often held by people who are of a certain age. Whilst the business case and the consultancy procedure for redundancies focuses, as it should, and as the law says, on the need for the role, it can be of little coincidence that the majority of people who lose their jobs in this way are often some of the most expensive to an organisation in either salary or pension terms. Very often, the employee has already retrained, and this is what I refer to as being digitally compliant. They've learnt new skills, taken on board all the changes and continued to grow and keep their mind open to new opportunities. Yet none of this seems to be of value to a new employer who seems to want to head for the lowest common denominator in both salary and experience. But whereas in the past there would be many organisations and publishers who were willing to snap up such expertise, those who are over 40 are starting to look outside publishing in order to have some continuity in their career rather than rely on the uncertainty of freelance work or consultancy. In employment terms, these are prime earning years where one should have a stable income and build a pension that will sustain them through retirement. It's bad enough trying to make ends meet on a salary, but I understand from senior relatives that nothing is as painful as poverty in retirement. So where are the jobs for the over 40s? What career paths are being created? Do companies value loyalty and continuity, or are they only interested in the race to the bottom and employing the youngest and cheapest employees? We as an industry need to be addressing this. The people who buy books aren't all young. Age diversity is as important to the industry as social and ethnic diversity. The government is pushing the retirement age back to 70 and beyond. Where are the roles for the senior members of staff? How come when you look around the office, like policemen, the faces of those who hold the jobs appear to be getting younger? We can't all be company directors. Why aren't those in senior age still in middle management roles? Why don't we have editorial assistants that are age 40 plus? Why do all editorial assistants need to be entry level? Why do managers seem to be barely out of university? Or in future, will book publishing be seen as a short-term career that will only sustain you until your mid-30s? Now, some of the things I've addressed, I'm going to repeat here, because if you are in this situation where you are concerned that your career might nosedive or stagnate and you become vulnerable to redundancy, here are some tips to help you. These form a small part of the bookcareers.com midlife career planning strategy. Number one, age is immaterial. Whilst you might be focused on your age and think that your career options are limited, you couldn't be further from the truth. Unlike any other period in history, we are truly in the land of opportunity. There are no barriers. The only barrier to a successful career is your negative thought. I've had to challenge many clients on this point in the past. Their job has been made redundant, and they've found themselves out of work aged anywhere between 40 and 63 and still wanted to continue their publishing career. It is possible, and there are plenty of jobs and employers that will welcome your expertise. The chances are that if you're 40 plus, you've already had to embrace tremendous changes within the industry. This is no different. It's another change. You've got years of experience in change management. You see the threats and the opportunities within any planning, and you aren't daunted by what's ahead. If anything, you're quite looking forward to the challenge. Within what you can offer a publisher is history, but try not to use it in a doom and gloom fashion. Some of us remember CD-ROMs being launched and Peter Kindersley pronouncing that it was the end of the printed book. It wasn't, and CD-ROMs died a death. And I wonder how many senior members of staff were sceptical about ebooks and thought they would go the same way as CD-ROMs. Times change, as do audiences. By all means, bring your knowledge to the table and ask questions, but try very hard not to be the purveyor of doom at every time. 2. Don't underestimate yourself. You might think you're on the scrap heap and that publishing is only interested in the 20-somethings, but along with your experience, you have skills that 20-somethings don't have. They are still learning how to negotiate. They're still learning how to win business. They're still learning how to resolve author issues. And they're still learning how to ensure that production standards are high. You know this stuff. You've got it covered. And you also know how to write professional emails and know not to start every email with "hire" or "yo geezer." I dislike the phrase "hit the ground running," but that is what you are able to do. The publishing process is still primarily the same. Whatever format or method of publishing a book, it still goes through a process which has input from editorial, production, rights, sales, marketing, and publicity. Whilst that input might be different, and that input could be blended in the way the processes are, but overall, things are very much the same. Have confidence in your ability to do a good job, whatever that job looks like. 3. Learn new skills. This might seem like stating the obvious, but you should be learning all the time. So if you're looking at an article in the bookseller and someone uses a phrase you haven't heard of before, or someone mentions a new trend or a new platform that's going to outrank Twitter, research it and use your years of experience to decide whether you need to learn more about it formally with a training course or informally by immersing yourself in it. For example, in recent years, there have been loads of discussions about how publishers were becoming more like games producers, and some publishers launched apps to accompany books. So what you would do in that situation would be to download the apps, see what the user experience is like and how the content of the book was used, and maybe even play a couple of games. Now, I'm not the kind of person that plays games on my phone, but in the past, I've downloaded Candy Crush and Pokemon Go and numerous apps from a wide variety of publishers just so I could understand how the publishing process could work with those situations. And if a publisher or an app becomes reliant on new software, and this software is likely to be an integral part of the next role that you seek, formal training might be best. On the subject of skills, some skills that you might overlook are still very much key to publishing functions. For example, the software program that's been hiding quietly in the background for many years is Microsoft Excel. It feels like the whole of publishing is reliant on everyone having advanced Excel skills, from being able to manipulate data with VLOOKUPs and pivot tables to using it as a database for all publications. And it is true, I do know a number of people who've lost their jobs or didn't make their probation because their Microsoft Excel skills were still quite poor. So Excel is used by all departments, and if you don't know what a VLOOKUP or pivot table is, then this is a classic example of skills that you need to learn because you'll probably be using them in your next job. Point 4. Be flexible. The chances are, if your job has been made redundant, then it could be that the job you used to do doesn't really exist anymore in the way that you used to do it. Don't despair, it's one of those great opportunities. Because, as I said in point 2, books still go through the same process, but the process might be different. And how you choose to re-slot yourself back into that process may actually give you a whole new lease of life. Forget about artificial intelligence and how everyone believes that all our jobs may be done by robots in the future. Those robots are still likely to need to be supervised or have people checking their work. Flexibility is also about the way we work too. And when you're midlife career planning, one of the matters to address is your work-life balance. If you did the job you once did and it now only takes half the time, maybe you could work part-time for two publishers instead of full-time for one. Or you could sell your services on a consultancy basis if publishers now only need your skills from time to time. What flexible means is different to each and every one of us. So be flexible and be open to all new opportunities. If you'd like help with your midlife career planning, are worried about a future job loss, or are struggling to get back into work after redundancy, drop me an email at suzanne@bookcareers.com. And remember that everything you tell me is completely confidential. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.